The private line has lit up. Hello?
Steve Harvey.
Mr. President.
How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing pretty good, man, actually.
You're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm doing, matter of fact, I'm doing outstanding.
You are outstanding.
But you know something, sir?
What's that?
Well, you've been doing an outstanding job yourself.
You know, I'm just out here trying to fight the good fight.
And that you are doing because we have been indicting all of the people here that listen, the 7.5 million listeners, about the facts without the spins. And we've been spitting the truth out in this campaign. And having you on is a great way to clear up a lot of stuff straight from, as they say, the horse's mouth, sir.
Well, I appreciate you so much, Steve. It's great to be back on.
Well, voter registration deadlines, you know, they're different in every state, Mr. President. And it's important to note that in some states, the deadline is ending in just a matter of weeks.
Well,
How is that affecting you?
Look, that's exactly right. Obviously, we've got a huge choice in this election. And I think both sides have now made their case at their conventions. And we're about bottom-up and middle-out economic growth and investing in manufacturing and education and an energy strategy that builds our future. And they're about tax cuts skewed towards the wealthy. And I think people understand what the choice is about. But the key in these last 7 weeks is going to be voter turnout. And this election could come down to just a few votes in a single state. If you break out in North Carolina, for example, how we won last time in 08, it breaks out to a handful of votes per precinct. And, you know, in 2008, we won the state by 14,000 votes. That's about 5 votes per precinct. Florida, it's only 36 votes per precinct. So every single vote really does matter. Don't let people tell you that's not the case. Now, for folks who are trying to figure out how to register and vote, you can go to gottoregister.com. That's not got to, that's gotta. G-O-T-T-A, register.com. And, you know, that will give you the information you need. In a lot of states, you can early vote. And early vote's a simple, easy way to make sure your voice is heard in this election. You can either early vote in mail. In a lot of states, you can also early vote in person in the weeks leading up to Election Day. And that's especially a good option if you don't want to take time off of school or work on November 6th.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But, again, you can go to Gotta Vote, Gotta Register, and Gotta Vote. G-O-T-T-A, register, or G-O-T-T-A, vote. And people can basically find out. Now, if you don't have access to a computer and getting online, then you can also go to one of our local Obama offices, and they'll give you all the information that you need. But you're right. The deadline is different for every state, but some states, it's coming up pretty quick. So get the information, find out, you know, how you can get registered, and make sure that you take advantage of early vote if you can.
Yeah, you know, I know you were saying, and I think that's a great point that everybody needs to understand, of how close they are saying this election in, and every vote counts, because if it's 5 votes in a precinct that makes the difference in the state of one of the Carolinas, that's your vote.
Or it might just be everybody up in your house. You know, you might it might just be making sure your brother and your cousin and a couple other people are voting, and that could be the difference.
Absolutely. You know, we're pushing really hard. We've been pushing the gottavote.org, and now we've got gottaregister.com that we're pushing now. So either way, you can get the information out there to everybody. And, you know, it's just been an amazing thing watching how this whole thing is unfolding. I want to commend you, though, sir, because the appearance of the Democratic Convention, because I watched them both, the Republican Convention and the Democratic Convention, and I want to congratulate the entire Democratic Party.
They did a good job, didn't they?
It was just excellent. The fact that we could bring back former candidates for the presidency and a former president to talk about what was really going on was impressive. That wasn't the case on the other side. And I just love the fact that the Democratic Convention, it looked like the America I live in. It was really all inclusive.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. And it looked like people were having fun.
You know, yeah,
and you know, of course, it helped when the first lady gets things started off, because you know, she blew it out, just did
absolutely.
A great job. And then President Clinton, I've been called. Somebody tweeted. They said somebody should make him the Secretary of Explaining Stuff, because you know, he broke it down. And the point of the convention really was just to to make everybody clear what's at stake. And then my job as batting cleanup on the last day was to let people know very specifically what I plan to do. We're going to create 1 million more manufacturing jobs. We're going to close loopholes that allow people to shift profits overseas so they're not paying taxes. We're going to provide the tax breaks to companies that are investing here in the United States. We're going to invest in early childhood education and making college more affordable. We are going to make sure that we continue to invest in clean energy that are creating jobs around the country. We're going to rebuild our roads and our bridges and our schools using some of the money that was used for war. So people could look at that and then come away and say, all right, you know, I know what he's trying to do, and we have a sense of a game plan for the next 4 years, and hopefully everybody felt as energized as I did after coming out of that convention.
Absolutely. Now, Mr. President, let's talk about this. Let's talk about what's at stake here, because it's a lot riding on this election. And from your side of it, what's at stake here?
Well, look, first of all, everything we fought for over the last 4 years could go away if we lose the election. So health care, you've got tens of millions of people who stand to benefit from getting health insurance for the first time, or alternatively, you know, you've got over 100 million people who stand to benefit from cheaper prescription drugs because of the health care bill, young people who are able to stay on their parents' health insurance because of the health care bill. All that would go away. Wall Street reform, everything we're doing to make sure we don't have another taxpayer-funded bailout. The consumer protections we put in place to make sure that mortgage brokers and pawn shops and credit card companies don't take advantage of consumers. Romney says he's going to roll those back. They would basically go back to the same policies, big tax cuts for folks at the top, roll back regulations that we went through during the Bush era, and you know, that resulted in economic chaos for so many people. And when you look at the budget that they've proposed, the kinds of things that we provide support for when it comes to Pell Grants, you know, aid to historically black colleges, making sure that local communities have the police and firefighters and teachers that they need, the support we provide when it comes to Medicare. You know, these guys want to turn Medicare into a voucher system, which means seniors could potentially pay thousands of dollars more for their health care than they're currently paying. What they want to do with respect to Medicaid, huge impact on poor children and disabled folks and a lot of our seniors. So all these things could be cut just to pay for a tax cut for you and me. And we don't need it. So it would put our country in a direction that I think would make it that much harder for the average person who's willing to work hard to get ahead. And so the stakes could not be higher. And that's before you start talking about, for example, Romney not being clear about how he would, whether he would even end the war in Afghanistan, as I've committed to doing.
Right. I mean, you know, it's so many things, sir. But, you know, one of the things I wanted people in my listening audience to recognize, of the tens of millions of people who will benefit from health care, gain access to coverage because of this Affordable Act care, which they want to call Obamacare.
I don't mind. Because
you know, sir, man?
The folks who want to roll it back, they don't care, apparently.
You know what?
If they want to, I'm happy to call it Obamacare.
And you know what? I like it, too, because when you listen to it, and I want my listeners to understand, these millions, these tens of millions of people, 7 million of those people are African-American. They're going to benefit from the Affordable Care Act. 47 million women across this country are going to get important preventative health care with no copay or deductible. You got 180 million people who are now protected against the worst insurance abuses, you know, denying health care for the sick, excessive premium increases, caps, all of this. It's just so much that you've done. And then on top of all of that, it's going to give $11 billion to support community health centers. And a lot of these health centers are in very much needed communities that really need it. And so the labeling Obamacare, I think it says just that. I think Obama does care.
That's why we passed it. And, you know, the interesting thing, Steve, is now as I travel around the country, you meet folks, they say already, you know what? This has helped me. Mm-hmm. My child was able to stay on my health insurance, and they got sick. And they might not be alive if it hadn't been for them being able to be on my insurance. Or a senior comes up and says, you know what, I got a discount on my prescription drugs I didn't expect. Families are actually getting rebates, and small businesses are getting rebates because companies now, they can take your premiums and spend it all on CEO profits or administrative costs. If they don't spend at least 80% of it on actual care, they've got to send you a rebate. Billions of dollars have already gone back into people's pockets from the insurance companies. That's the stuff that Romney wants to roll back. So all this is just to say, Steve, that anybody who's listening to you and is not voting, there's no excuse. There's no excuse. Go to GottaRegister.com or GottaVote.com or org. I guess apparently it doesn't matter whether it's you type in org or com. It'll get there.
It absolutely will.
And you'll be able to know your particular state, how you need to vote. They'll give you contact information. We need to get this done, Steve. And I'm so grateful to you for staying on this. But we got 7 more weeks to go, so this is not
No,
over.
Man, we're pressing hard. Hey, we're pressing hard.
This is going to be a very, very close election.
Hey, man, but we're going to make it happen. We're praying for you, but guess what? We're going to do our part. Faith without works is dead. We get into these polls, and we're going to get the reelection of our president, President Barack Obama. We thank you for calling us, sir.
I appreciate you, man.
My man. Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
That was the president of the United States of America, the POTUS. Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.